Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you had time in your schedule to join me as we continue on in a message I just began yesterday, Redeeming the Time. And the Word of God tells us that if we call upon the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, we are exhorted to pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. In other words, to paraphrase that, let reverence and the fear of the Lord be the spirit of your lives and your conduct during the time of your stay upon the earth. And I think God mercifully has kept the future from us. I mean, there, yes, He does reveal to His prophets the things that are to come. He wants His people to be instructed, to be knowledgeable, to have understanding of the times in which they're living. But also, I think in terms of personal choices, that He keeps our own future hid from us. He may reveal just portions which are necessary for us to fulfill God's plan or will for our lives. But we don't know the length of our days. Remember what Moses prayed in Psalm 90, and it was verse 12, teach us. He's asking the Lord, teach us, not just for Himself, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Why? Because we don't know when our appointment with death shall be, unless the Lord tarries. If He comes, wouldn't that be just absolutely marvelous? And we comfort ourselves with those words, because remember when the disciples were gathered and Jesus was departing them at Mount Olivet, and He said, as when He was taken up in clouds to heaven, two angels stood by and they said, what are you doing just looking up to the heavens? This same Jesus who you see will return again. And so they had Jesus with them for, was it 40 days after His resurrection? And they knew the reality. They had it magnified and exemplified in the life of their risen Savior. They knew He was dead, but He was alive forevermore, praise God, and went down into the lower parts of the earth and took the keys of death and of hell and the grave. And so we as His children, we are delivered from the power of the grave and from the fear of death, because God is with us every moment of our lives. The minute we accept Jesus and invite Him into our heart and turn our lives over to Him, then we can have such a deep peace inside, knowing that our times are truly in His hands. But we also have responsibility. So much of our Christian walk is not only the goodness of God, His love, His faithfulness, His mercy, His exceeding great and precious promises, it's our response to all that He has given us. One of my favorite scriptures, He's given us everything that pertains to life in this earth and godliness, our spiritual walk. And so we have all that we need. We stand in need of nothing in terms of what our resources are. We have not because we ask not. And of course, if we're just going to consume it on our lusts, as James said, well, the Lord may withhold what we think is going to be the best thing. He knows best. He knows the future. As for God, His ways are perfect. So we can rely on His eternal wisdom and judgment. So the important thing is, since we don't know how long we have on this earth, that every day of our lives are important. And It doesn't matter. God, as I've said over and over, I've said it in the letters to my UCM family, God knows the seasons of our lives. He's not a cruel taskmaster, not like the devil is. No, he knows there are times in our lives that our times may be limited. The actual physical time, we're raising a family, you've got a heavy work schedule. Or he also knows in the twilight of our lives, as we age, we don't have the physical stamina we once did, but we can still bring forth much fruit. And there may be different activities that he has planned for us. And so we want to be available. And one of my concerns is that we begin to walk in divine health that God has given us. Because I don't know about you, but when you've not felt well, or you have been actually sick or fought a particular disease, you cannot function at your best. And that's my heart's desire, that God's people will walk in the provisions of divine health and strength, even as a prototype, if you will. The Israel, when she was delivered from Egypt, I mean, there were all age groups, right? The babies, the toddlers, the elderly, and it says there was not one weak or feeble among them. So I think if that's been a precedence, I think we can claim that for the body of Christ in the days and times in which we're living. Amen? Okay, let's move on. Now, we are to pass the time of our sojourning here in fear, not cringing fear, but the fear of the Lord. Be aware that we want to use the time to bring glory to God. And of course, not to mention that's the reason why we do it, much of our rewards in heaven are based on the choices we make here on this earth. But as I shared with you, the title of this message, if you will, is Redeeming the Time. And you know there are only two New Testament scriptures that have that phrase, redeeming the time. That's Ephesians 5:16 and Colossians 4:5. And we're going to be looking at both of those scriptures. But first of all, if you've been with me any length of time, you know I love definitions. At one point in time, I didn't get very far, but I thought it would be fun to just read the dictionary, because you could learn all kinds of meanings of words you didn't even know existed. That would be a fun project. All we need is the time to do it, right? Okay. Anyway, what does it mean to redeem? Well, we know that's a verb form of the noun redemption. And that's, of course, what Jesus did for us. He purchased our redemption with his own blood. Now, by dictionary definition, there's four meanings of that. And if you ever go to a dictionary, generally they list the most frequently used understanding or interpretation of that word first, but then there are subsequent ways that it can be used legitimately as far as the English language is concerned. So, first of all, by definition, it means to buy back and to repurchase. So, I've never done it, but I know there's things like, what are they? Pawn shops? Yeah, that's the word. That's what I was looking for. That you can, they will buy something from an individual, and if they need some instant money for whatever purposes, then they are able to, I think, buy it back, unless they somehow miss the terms of agreement, whatever that may be. So they could purchase it back. Well, that's what Jesus did for us. He bought us back. Another meaning, and let me share those with you, the other subsequent purposes of the use of that word, is to free from distress or harm. Well, Jesus did that too. Also, to change for the better, reform. Amen. Yes, he's done that as well. And the other last meaning that I'll share with you is to repair or restore. Well, he has certainly done that. He is transforming our lives. He's renewing our minds by the word of God. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so Jesus has paid in full our complete redemption, physically, mentally, spiritually. Physically, we will be redeemed when at the time of Jesus's coming, and those who are in the grave, I mean, they're with Jesus now, but then they will receive a glorified body like his glorious body, which will not know death, will not know pain or sorrow or sickness. How wonderful will that be? Eternally young, praise God. What a wonderful subject to contemplate, right? But for now, we are in this time. So we have to find out what the Bible's telling us to redeem that time. So we've looked at what redeem means. And also, what is time? Redeeming the time. Well, yes, I'm going to give you the definition. And it is, according to Webster, it's a measurable period. There we have standards of measuring time. And we do it by years. I know the Jewish calendar is different than ours. They go by the moon rather than by, I guess it was the Roman influence that we go by the sun. But that's nonetheless, doesn't make any difference. He's author and Lord over all time. So it's a measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. It also means duration. It is a continuum that is an ongoing metron, if you will, in which events succeed one another from past through present to future events. I know that's a mouthful, but we understand what time is. We know it by experience, right? One day after another. So we've looked at what it means to redeem that time, that measurable period which we are allotted, our actions, our conditions in which we exist and continue, the duration of our lives. Thank God he has measured our time. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he's got a wonderful calendar, a schedule of events that he alone knows, but he's never going to be late. That's very encouraging. All right, beloved, so we've looked at what the definition is of that passage, redeeming the time, and now we're going to look at the actual two references. We'll start tomorrow with Ephesians 5 and 15 and 16. So thank you for joining me. I so enjoy ministering to you. I pray you are blessed by the broadcast. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs or those of your loved ones. Know that I pray for you faithfully every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.